It's Friday, news listeners, and time to get your Friday edition of the BTN News Show started. It's the 26th of May, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, unfortunately, we're starting off with some bad news for your Friday. That is, if you're an employee over at Meta, you might just have gotten your pink slip. Meta, yes, once again, is cutting more jobs. Approximately 6,000 more of its workers. Most of these new job losses, though, are expected to impact people on the business side of Meta, including operations, ad sales, marketing, and partnerships. Now, the company actually sent out a memo on Tuesday afternoon, announcing they would be downsizing their staff very soon. Yeah, I guess soon was really, really soon. Now, those of you keeping count, this is the third massive layoff for Meta in less than a year. As with reaching out to Meta asking, will this be the last round of layoffs? All we got from them was, for now. Yeah, not a good sign. Task Manager, you're about to die. At least on Windows 11. Well, not really die, but you won't be used as much. Thanks to a new force quit option coming to Windows 11. Actually, if that sounds familiar to you, it should. That's what they have on macOS. This, of course, will allow Windows users to finally force crash apps and buggy ones without having to go into the taskbar, choose the app. You've been through it. Especially when you close the wrong app. Now, we did see an early test version of this in Windows 11. Those of you out there on the beta builds. In actual fact, it was kind of buggy. Apparently, they've worked out all those bugs for now. We know how Microsoft is in bugs. And it's actually all part of a new series of features coming to Windows 11, including an actual native support for RAR, 7-Zip, and GZ Archives. Plus, there's the new Windows Copilot AI Assistant. Yep, sorry, we couldn't get through another article without mentioning AI. And, of course, a dedicated dev home just for developers. And finally, do you think your phone might be listening to you? Well, if you're on Android, it might be. Did you download an app called iRecorder Screen Recorder? Yes, it's on the Google Play Store. Seemed harmless for about a year, but that all changed very recently. This was actually discovered by the folks over at Ars Technica. Now, the app first came out in September of 2021. And then there was a few updates, of course. And when those updates started to come our way and get installed, of course, it began recording a minute of audio every 15 minutes. And if you think that's bad, well, guess what? Then it forwarded those recordings. How'd it do it? Through an encrypted link. And it went directly to the developer's server. Now, the app had almost 50,000 downloads by the time it was actually reported and removed from the Play Store, so thank goodness it's not there anymore, but you might want to check your phone just in case you forgot, maybe if you did download it. Now, how did this make it past Google's filters? We may never know. Unfortunately, this probably won't be the last time we'll see this either. Scam apps, yep, they're kind of popping up like mushrooms nowadays, be it on Google or Apple's App Store. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out the new show, The Mac Show and The Big Show, over at the official website of the British Tech Network at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow BTN on Twitter, too, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And pop on by and join the BTN community today at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, Standard Edition, will be back on Monday, of course. Our Patreon supporters are $5 and up per month. You get your weekend edition for you tomorrow, where we will get you caught up on the latest happening in tech news. But until then, have a great Friday. Enjoy your weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.